Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Hello, spiritual gangsters, and welcome back to another episode of the Spiritual Gangster Podcast, a vibe-driven space for the soulful and strong. I'm your host, Amanda Piraldi, and today's episode is for the ones walking through it while trying to heal at the same time. If you're the kind of person who shows up for your life, even when your heart is still shattered in places, if you're learning to trust again while you're still bleeding, if you're rebuilding your life while quietly nursing old wounds, this one's for you. Because today, we're talking about healing in real time. What it means to grow while you're still hurting. So get cozy, take a breath, and let's dive in. Healing isn't linear, it's layered. Let's start here. Healing isn't a perfect little checklist you tick off. It's not a straight line, a before and after, or a destination with a trophy waiting at the end. Healing is messy, non-linear, and deeply layered. Some days you're laughing. Other days, something triggers a memory, and you're crying in your car at a red light wondering, how the hell are you still standing? And guess what? That doesn't mean you're broken. It means you're healing in real time. You're learning to function with both grief and growth within your body. You're evolving and aching. And that duality, it's part of the magic, part of the transformation. Anyone who says you need to be fully healed before you start again, love again, dream again, or live again, has never met a spiritual gangster like you. Grief doesn't wait for a convenient time. Grief doesn't show up politely. It doesn't knock before it enters. It comes in waves, in quiet moments, in songs on the radio, in the smell of someone's perfume walking past you in the grocery store. And healing? It doesn't wait for your schedule to be free. That's the real kicker. We're expected to carry on with work, parenting, relationships, responsibilities, all while healing from trauma, betrayal, loss, or just the general exhaustion of being a human in this world. You ever notice how you'll be doing okay, then bam, you're spiraling again? That's not a failure, that's a flashback. A moment your body remembers something your mind tried to bury. And I want you to know, you don't need to apologize for still being impacted by someone that hurt you. You can hold your head high, even if your heart still aches. You're courageous for continuing. The truth about growing while you're hurting. Here's what no one really tells you. Growth doesn't wait for the pain to leave. Healing doesn't require you to have it all figured out. And transformation? It often begins while you're still bleeding. You don't have to be 100% okay to start showing up for yourself again. You can still be processing something and also building the next version of your life. I've learned that some of the most profound healing doesn't happen in a quiet retreat or on a yoga mat. It happens while packing lunches, wiping away tears, paying bills, and taking deep breaths between chaos. You can be cracked wide open and still deeply grounded in your own power. You can feel your own feelings without letting them define your future. And let me be clear. You don't owe anyone a perfectly polished version of healing. You don't have to shrink your process to make others more comfortable. Let's break it down even more. Healing in real time looks like saying no when you're used to saying yes. Crying and laughing within 5 minutes of each other. Unfollowing people who disrupt your peace. Taking a nap instead of over-explaining yourself. Sending the damn email while still doubting your worth, but doing it anyway. Holding boundaries, even when your voice shakes. It's choosing to give yourself compassion on the days your inner critic is screaming. It's knowing you can be a masterpiece and a work in progress at the exact same time. There's strength in that. There's softness in that. There's truth in that. Some days will hurt, and that's okay. Not every day is gonna feel like progress, and that's okay. Some days it's gonna sting. You'll wonder if you've actually grown at all. But I promise you, those little moments you choose to keep going, they count. Every time you pause instead of react, every time you take the high road, even when your ego is screaming, every time you let yourself rest instead of push harder, you're healing, you're growing, you're becoming. You're not behind, you're not broken, you're brave as hell. I want to remind you of something before we wrap things up. You're doing better than you think. Healing while still hurting is not a sign of failure. It's a testament of your resilience, to your depth, to your devotion to becoming who you were always meant to be. You don't need to rush your healing. You don't need to fake being okay. You just need to keep showing up for yourself, for your future, for the life you're still building, even with shaky hands. Softness isn't weakness. Feeling deeply isn't failure. And growth isn't always loud. Sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is whisper to yourself, I'm still here, I'm still trying. And that is enough. Thank you for joining me today on the Spiritual Gangster Podcast. If this episode resonated with you, please share it with someone who needs to hear that healing doesn't have to be perfect. It just needs to be real. Until next time, keep showing up. Keep honoring your process. And remember, your energy, your softness, your healing journey, it all matters. Well, Spiritual Gangsters, sending you love and light. Until next time.